From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Maybe it is the time for reminiscence and nostalgia, but isn't it interesting to reflect on the journey we take in our life and particularly our recreation? It is a thing that has gripped my mind since I was in the literal short pants part of my schooling and coming to grips with the unseen mysteries of the world. The wireless, as it was popularly known, was an instrument of value in households and usually the only unit for the family to use. It was getting the initiation into the magic of the crystal set, which a long time previous had been the simple way of having wireless at home, that set me on the path towards amateur radio. To my young mind, the connection to the electrical outlet seemed more important than the wire which was partly hidden along the picture rail in the room. With the crystal sets, it was the wire, usually brought in from outside where it could be stretched out longer and higher, that became as important as the mysterious 240-volt connection. From there it was progression through library books and borrowed magazines and gathering pocket money to make my first receiver. However, my story is unique to me, and your story will be vastly different, but the destination has been along a shared road of learning, perhaps building and gaining the knowledge to get the prized paper, known in the jargon as the ticket, the license that allows us to operate an amateur radio station. Through the convolutions that life brings, I enjoyed listening and sometimes building things electronic. But years passed before I got that ticket, and I confess it was nervous excitement that I felt when I set up the rig and put out my first call. Like perhaps the majority of people today, I started out on 2 metres FM. Today the cost of cheaply manufactured handhelds is such that most people can afford a radio before they save the cost of the assessments and license fee. I'd witnessed the introduction of the novice license and the introduction of CB, and my ambition then was to work on HF. I've since seen the novice license morph into the standard license and the coming of the foundation license, and the internet has become more necessary than a wired telephone to the average person. I listened to SSB come to the amateur bands, and now we have digital systems linked via the internet, and just as the first satellite sent out HI in Morse, we have geostationary satellites that are multi-mode repeaters, and engineering students cut their teeth delivering lunchbox-sized satellites to the International Space Station and other launch vehicles, which further their education and often encourage hams to engage in experiments too. I have memories and mementos of my time spent engaged in this pursuit, and each of us will be able to identify with that. The ageing pieces of equipment, a box of QSL cards and perhaps some logbooks will contrast with the newer and smaller rigs, showing the progress from valves through analog solid state and now to the joys of software-defined radios. Yes, my friends, our journeys have and will take us a long way. And as we pass along, the friendships we make will illuminate our memories forever. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.